My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another edition of Inside United. Today I have a person of special note to me, Dr. Roy Fauch, and we're glad to have you here on Inside United.
Glad to be here on Inside United, Mr. Kubik.
Glad to have you here. Dr. Roy Fauch is a licensed professional clinical counselor with a PhD in psychology. He has worked for over 45 years in the mental health field as a program and clinical director, and is currently director of mental health services at the Hamilton County Justice Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's also in private practice as a Christian counselor, specializing in marriage and family counseling. He and his wife, Barbara, have been members of the United Church of God, or the Church of God, for 42 years. So for time context, we're still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19. And we're still under the constraints of the COVID-19 lockdown. Many of us have been quarantined and staying in our homes for almost 2 months, and it's taken a toll. And that's where Dr. Fauch comes in. So, Dr. Roy, how is the pandemic emotionally affecting people?
Well, it's important to understand that what we're experiencing is what I would call, a chronic stressful condition. And for some, even traumatic, for those who are having loved ones who've been affected either by being sick or having, lost somebody close to them. But all of us are experiencing different levels of stress as a result of this experience. As a result of being under chronic stress for extended periods of time, it produces a lot of emotional responses, some of which can be very hard on us emotionally, physically, and in some cases even spiritually. Some of the side effects of that can be things such as irritability, agitation. People can find themselves maybe arguing a little bit more than normal, losing their patience. People can start experiencing difficulty sleeping. There can be depression and anxiety. So these are some of the reactions to stressful situations, and the longer it goes on, obviously the greater impact it has upon the mind and upon the body.
During this crisis, week after week goes by, and I know that you're a clinical helper, a clinical psychologist. How can you help me? How can you help me without me even knowing what I need?
Well, I think it's important to address, various parts of our lives, which would include our physical health, our mental health, and our spiritual well-being. So I would suggest to you that you address all those areas during this time period. For example, when it comes to your physical health, it would be very important for you to exercise, because exercise helps our brain chemistry and can reduce some of the symptoms that I mentioned earlier. So eating properly, getting enough rest, doing things for our body that are helpful. On the emotional side, we all need support. We all need to be able to share our feelings and our thoughts with loved ones. We need to check in with loved ones. We need to be open about what we're experiencing on an emotional level. And the more we're able to talk about those things, it does relieve us of some of the stress that we're experiencing. Knowing that we're all going through this together, there's some comfort in that. Matter of fact, when I was on a walk yesterday with my granddaughter, we came across a man. He was just so friendly, and he said, "Yeah, we're all going through this together." It makes some connections. And I've noticed there's a certain level of friendliness and camaraderie that's going on in the community in some instances. So I do think relational things are very important. Very important for people who are more isolated, to be able to have people to connect with them and to talk with them. And so, people who live alone in particular probably need extra support from us. And of course, the spiritual part is connecting with God and spending time with Him as we, seek His help, His strength, His comfort, and not lose sight of the vision He has for all of mankind.
Well, one thing I have found in this situation is that we have more time at home. In the busy schedules that we've had before. You get up in the morning, you take care of the necessary things, you're off to work. I have found that being at home, not having that drive time and having more time to really kind of take things in, my wife and I have sat down in the mornings with a cup of tea and have just really enjoyed a conversation.
Yes, I think like in a lot of situations we find ourselves in, we can use those situations as opportunities for growth and for building relationships, spending more time with one another. And I think that's one of the ways that we get through this. If we have children and, you know, within our families or people outside our families, you know, connecting with them and talking. We have a system here where we contact several people during the course of the week. And I've noticed that, you know, the more time we spend with those people, that the more I get to know them, the more of a connection I make, and the better understanding I have of them as a person. So it does provide us with some unique opportunities that sometimes living in the busy world that we live in, it's probably something we can take away from this experience, is we need to take that time to share and talk and relax and be with one another.
Human beings were not made to be loners. And the one benefit of our times in which we live in is that people have been able to connect with one another through modern technology of using Skype and Zoom and other methodology to communicate, social media of all kinds that keeps them occupied.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely need one another. And I think in times of crisis, and this has been true, like when the Twin Towers went down in New York City, people tended to pull together. And even during war times, I think sometimes people pull together and support one another and encourage one another. And, you know, without that support, and unfortunately, there are some people that are more isolated, and we need to really make sure that we're reaching out to neighbors and friends, people in the church, relatives, and making sure they have a connection. I think people who are more isolated obviously really miss that, and it's an important aspect of being human, is emotionally connecting, physically connecting, and obviously spiritually connecting as well.
I've enjoyed walking through our neighborhood and seeing people walk down the street in our direction, which you normally don't. My wife and I do a 1.8-mile walk every so often in our neighborhood, and people say hello to one another like they hadn't done before, and they're kind of lift each other's spirits. But I saw, you know, one poster that said, no, don't just think of yourself, but think about everybody else, because everybody else is in the same boat. And instead of saying, you know, I need this support and I need this kind of help, well, why don't you give it to somebody else? And in doing so, you can lift yourself up. And they had little suggestions like when somebody comes to deliver, you know, a pizza to your home or whatever, tip them big, you know, give them an extra tip, just because that guy is probably going through hard times. He's probably doesn't want to be doing that job. He's got to do it. And, you know, kind of help his spirits by doing something special. Be extra nice on the street and talking to people. A lot of times we, you know, just don't have time for them and are connected with our own thoughts. But be nice to smile at them and to do that. You know, we've done that, you know, and I find that to be therapeutic for our condition or our situation. Not that I feel myself needing a lot of extra help, but I have found that to be something which really boosts my spirits.
Yeah, we had another interesting experience. My wife had made an apple pie, and she had taken the neighbor a piece of it. And this neighbor was kind of quiet and didn't have much to say. Do you realize after that apple pie, she became so friendly, and it has improved the relationship just tremendously. So, you know, small acts of kindness can really make a difference with people. And it's important for us to pay attention. You know, if we see someone who's alone or lonely, that we reach out in some way.
You know, our neighbor lady brought us over a loaf of fresh baked bread. You know, that sounds like a small thing, but it was very, very nice. I mean, I really feel very warm towards her because she brought this to us, you know, for no reason at all. And I think that sometimes we feel that we have to do big, important things for people, but in a continual show of small kindnesses, we can show a greater overall effect on people.
Yes, yeah. Small things make big differences sometimes.
And it is a part of the practice of being a Christian.
Yeah, there's some other things that we can do, you know, outside the relationship things that we're talking about, things to help us individually or help our families. And I think you know, making sure that we don't lose our sense of humor during times like this, making sure we still find ways to have fun, because I think that also helps our spiritual and our mental state of being. So anytime we can do things like that, music is a wonderful way of lifting our spirits, maybe reading more, developing a new hobby, you know, things of that nature. I think what we want to avoid is focusing too much on the negatives. For example, we wouldn't want to spend 6 hours a day watching the news, for example, where we hear all these terrible stories and watching people, you know, I mean, it's heart-wrenching sometimes to watch, you know, some of the people who have lost loved ones under the circumstances in which they've lost them and things. So we need to stay in touch with what's going on. We need to understand what we need to do in order to keep safe and keep our loved ones safe. So that's important. But we have to be careful not to get caught up in too much negative thinking or experiences. So sometimes the news, if we watch too much of it, can do that. The other thing within our families where we have children, you know, the things that we say have an impact on them. In other words, if we're saying a lot of negative things and we're making things sound terrible, that doesn't really help lift their spirits up. But if we ingest into them hopeful thoughts and remind them that, you know, God's in control and he's going to get us through this, and that we just need to trust him and do what we need to do, and God will do the rest.
What are some mental strategies for dealing with our negative thoughts?
Well, I'm reminded of Viktor Frankl's comments in his book In Search of Meaning, where he describes being in the concentration camp and how he observed that there were two types of people there. One group of people seemed to give up and lose faith and hope, and a lot of them just died. And then there was this other group who seemed to be able to flourish under the most adverse circumstances a human could possibly live under. And so what he discovered, which has always stuck with me, is how we frame our experience has a lot to do with our emotional state and our ability to cope even under the most adverse of circumstances. And so, you know, the meaning that we attach to our experiences makes such a big difference in terms of our emotional well-being. So by saying that, I mean, you know, if we look at this from God's perspective and we don't lose sight of the big picture of what's going on, then we begin to realize that this is just a part of God's plan, that he's allowing certain things to happen at this time for particular reasons. And we just have to trust that he's going to get us through this, so that we have hope, we have faith, we have hope that everything's going to be okay, which is much different than a person who might think, you know, this is going to end in tragedy and my life is ruined and, you know, and all these kind of things. So, you know, so that's mentally one of the primary ways that we cope, is by making sure that our mental perspective is based on our relationship with God and how God sees things and what the plan that God has for us. So that's I think is a key thing. Now, we live in a world of mass media, and so we are constantly being bombarded by opinions and attitudes that are not always healthy nor grounded in the truth. And so we have to be very careful that we don't internalize or incorporate these negative ideas into our own thinking. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, when I talk to people sometimes, I hear these sound bites that I sometimes hear on the news or from political individuals or newscasters, and people have kind of incorporated them into their own thinking, and sometimes they're quite negative. And so I think, you know, we all have to be careful what we choose to embrace in terms of information and how we, you know, frame things in our own lives, because it has a great effect on our spiritual and emotional state.
I'll say too that it probably also is a matter of a decision that we make. You know, we make a choice to be negative or positive. I know myself personally, you know, I have confronted with this situation where I could either play old records back, you know, of negativity, or I can say, let's take a look at how this could work. Let's take a look at the solution. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of have a vision of how this thing could work out.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, you're a Christian counselor. And, you know, we have ministers as well, you know, that counsel people. And, you know, how do we blend the two together? Because I'm certain that, you do.
Every situation that we find ourselves in, whether individually, whether it's dealing with depression or anger or loss, and God has given us a wealth of knowledge in which to cope with. And so I bring those thoughts and ideas into the session. And even when I worked in the field of counseling where it wasn't a Christian setting, I would still bring those principles in. And they're healing principles and they're encouraging principles. And we talk about forgiveness. You know, when you don't forgive, you're hurting yourself more than you're hurting the other person. And how to let go of pain and anger and resentment and all these things, and how that frees you up to be more whole and not allow the past to control, you know, your mental state or the choices that you make in life. So I find it very easy to, you know, not just say, you know, pray about it, but actually to use God's own words to help people to make proper decisions and to overcome, you know, problems they may have, such as addictions or depression and things like that.
What final words can you give us, the audience, of how to face the next couple of months or the next year?
The first thing I would do would be, you know, to again point people back to God and God's word and to remind them that, you know, God has a plan for each and every person. And if we embrace that relationship, we utilize that relationship, we listen to what God tells us through his word, that he's going to get us through whatever circumstance we may be in. But we don't have to be afraid. Anxiety and fear are things that Satan uses to undermine our well-being. But we have a power greater than Satan. And if we have outgoing love for God and his people and the people of the world and do what we can to help others, then we're going to be fine.
Thank you so much for all that you have done for people in the church and on outside and also in your professional counseling. We thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Kubik.
Well, thank you for joining us on Inside United. Please write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org, if you have any questions or suggestions for future programs. Also, tell your friends about this podcast. You can easily find us on the homepage of the ucg.org website. Go to the top menu bar and click or tap on podcast. Also, you can download your favorite Apple or Android podcast app to get the podcast come to you automatically every week as we produce it. So thank you for joining us. We'll say goodbye. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.